Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Pei Gimel. We're going to start 7 lines from the top with the words Amar of Yosef. We actually learned this yesterday, but this will remind us of the entire sugya from yesterday, which is a beautiful sugya, but we're going to continue learning it today. So we had a machlokis yesterday between Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav Asi Amar of Yochanan. And they were arguing about whether a person who has the right to be made for his wife's nedar because they're inui nefesh, so in that situation, does he only have the right to be made for that part of her neder that is inui nefesh, or if there are non-inui nefesh parts of the neder, he could be made for them as well? So Yehuda Mar Shmuel said that once the husband is able to go be made for the inui nefesh part, so by grara it comes along, he can also be made for the non-inui nefesh part. So this was exemplified by a woman who was asking 2 loaves of bread, 2 kikaros, and these shtei kikaros, one was something that she particularly liked, that was fine bread, that was pas nikia, very finely sifted bread, and not eating that would cause her anguish, and therefore that was an inui type of a situation, the husband could be made for that. But the other type of bread was pas kibur, was whole wheat bread, coarser bread, and not eating that didn't cause her any difficulties, that wasn't inui. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that the two go together. When she makes a single neder, so just like the husband has the rights to be made for her inui pot, the bread that she really liked, so it also nullifies her isser to go and eat the bread that she doesn't like. That is the opinion of Yehuda Meshul. And the opinion of Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan was no, he only has the right to be made for that which involves inui nefesh. But the part that doesn't involve inui nefesh, he doesn't have the right to go be made for. So that was the machlokis. We tried to bring a raya from a woman who accepted upon herself Naziris, and ultimately that wasn't a good raya, because we pick up again 7 lines on the top, Pegimel and Aleph, because Rav Yosef had said, Ein Naziris l'chatzoyin. You can't say, well, the woman wishes to have wine or grapes, she doesn't really care about having the seeds of the grape or the skins of the grape, so therefore the inui only comes from not having wine or grapes, but doesn't come from not having the seeds or the skins of the grape, and therefore we wanted to suggest that that would be a raya against Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, in that you see, when you're made for the Naziris, so you're made for not only the part about she can't drink wine, now she's able to drink wine, but even the part about she can't have the seeds or the skin, well, one would have said that's not inui nefesh, but we see when he's made for her neder about being Naziris, she can also have the seeds and the skin. So therefore, it must be a raya that Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan is wrong. So Rav Yosef answered, Ein Naziris l'chatzoy. The reason why the Naziris goes away is because you can't have half of a Naziris. You can't only be made for half of a Naziris, either made for all of it or none of it. So that was the answer that Rabbi Yosef had given, and now we question that answer. By his saying, and this is the way the Ran understands this, that Rabbi Yosef had said specifically, Ein Naziris l'chatzoyin, so Abaye questions that, and we're again 8 lines now from the top on Pei Gimel of an Aleph. So Abaye said, Amalei Abaye, that implies the way Rav Yosef had said, Ein Naziris l'chatzoyin, that implies that ha karbon l'chatzi Naziris ika, that one could bring karbon for a half of a Naziris. Now what is this talking about? So the Ran explains, in the Ramaskal, Amalei Abaye, ha karbon l'chatzi Naziris ika. So he says, Bismia, this is a question. Do we find that you can have half of a Naziris and bring a karbon? For example, the Mikamrinon, the fact that Rav Yosef had specifically used the Lashon, Ein Naziris L'chatzoyin, he said that there is no Naziris for a half, so that implies that the low community didn't say Ein Chatzoyin B'Naziris, that there is no half at all by Naziris. He specifically said there's no Naziris for half, but he didn't say there's no half at all by Naziris. So it's Mashma, the Ran says, the B'Naziris Atzmo Hu Deleko Chatzoyin. In terms of the Naziris itself, there's no half of a Naziris. But in regards to the carbon, in regards to the carbon, that's the girsa that the Agos Etzionim Os Tes has, in regards to the carbon, Ika Chatzoyin, or the girsa that we have is Hoyesh Carbon L'Chatzi Naziris. So in regards to a carbon, Kigon, Shinodra, the woman made herself into Nazira, and she counted 15 days dutifully. Her husband hadn't yet heard the neder. Stam Naziris is 30 days, so she's through halfway of her Naziris. And then her husband hears about it. That's Biyom Shamo, and the husband's made for it. V'hofer lo ba'ala. Her husband nullifies her Naziris. So what do we find? Do we say that she was a Nazira for 15 days, and just she doesn't have to complete it? Because we know that the husband is only made for Mikan Ulahaba. V'nimtza mivatol tesi av yom habayim. So he just nullifies the fact that she should have to do 15 more days of Naziris. Avol tesi av yom sheman sukvar, but the 15 days that she counted, lo nekru. They're not uprooted because the kaim alon beperek misha omar, because we've already learned previously, when a person says hareini nazir, the woman says, I want to be a Nazira, and her husband says, no, so the Baal, Megiz Gai, is only Mikanul Haba. And therefore, Abai is questioning, why did Rav Yosef say, Ein Naziris L'Chatzoyin? He should have said, Ein Chatzi Naziris. And he didn't say that. And that's what Abai is questioning. Umisma Abai, Hech Tovi Karban, Al Mikzas Binyan. There is no carbon that you can bring for 15 days of Naziris, so why didn't Rav Yosef say that? So one says, yeah, El Omer Abai. Abai says, what Rav Yosef really meant was, granted, Ein Naziris L'Chatzoyim, but also Ein Karbon L'Chatzoyim. He meant both, that you really don't have either one, as the Ran continues and says, Ki Hechid Ein Naziris L'Chatzoyim, just like there is no concept of being a partial Nazir. I'm only a Nazir for the seeds and the skins, but I'm not a Nazir for wine or grapes. She'ev shal l'hofer miktsos, so you can't be made for just the part that causes Inu Nefesh, the Ainu Yayin. But still should be left the zog and the chartzon should be aser. No, hachanami ain't carbon lechatzoyin. Just like you can't have half of the functionality of the zeros move far and the other half still in existence. You can't just get rid of the iser to drink wine or to eat grapes, but keep the iser not to have seeds or skins. So just like you can't do that, the kol shahar abal besoch minyan zirusa v'nisbatol minyan osan yamim habayim shuv ein mevia carbon b'shul miktsas minyan zirus shemon sukvar. So too, she won't go and have to bring korbanos for the 15 days that she did observe. Shelo amr Torah lohavi korban lechatzayin, because the Torah doesn't prescribe that you bring a korban unless you did a minimum nazirus, which is stam nazirus is shloshim yom, 30 days. El minyan nazirus shalom. You can only bring the korbanos if you had a full nazirus. Even though she did 15 days, that was a real nazirus for those 15 days, because the husband can't be made for it retroactively. A beis din can, but not the husband. So when the husband's made for it, those 15 days are still in existence, but they don't count for anything in terms of korbanos. So that's what Abaye says. When Rav Yosef said, Ein Naziris L'Chatzoyin, he was not only saying that, he was also saying, Ein Karbon L'Chatzoyin. You wouldn't bring a carbon if there were 15 days of the Naziris. Fine. That's what Abaye is understood to say. Mesa, we question this, however, because the following brisa seems to indicate otherwise. You're telling me you don't bring korbanos for this type of a situation, I'll show you that you do. Ha'isha shenadra binazir, a woman who took upon herself naziris, and as the Rasko Mesva Yoisha nishenadra binazir v'frisha behemta, so the Ran says, kolomar shenitmes kvar kodem hafroshasa sho behema. So the woman then became tmeya. When a person who's in nazir or nazira becomes tame, so the nazira stops, they're going to have to restart it again. But first they have to bring the karbanos tuma that are required. And this is a chata sa'of, an ola sa'of, and an osham, a behema. So there's three karbanos that have to be brought. That's what's called the tuma karbanos that a nazir or a nazira has to bring. So again, our situation is the woman accepted upon herself nazira, so isha shenadra binazir, v'ifrisha behemta, she became tmeya, and she separated her behemos. Now, that really means that she separated two bird offerings, one to be a chatas and one to be an ola. And mistama, she also separated an asham, that's a behema. Now, v'achakach hefel abala. Meanwhile, she became tmeya. She would have to start over again once she brings her kwanus tuma, but her husband now hears about the neder, that she's a nazira, says, no, I don't want you to be a nazira, and it's made for the naziris. So, again, granted, she doesn't have to start a new Naziris over here, but what did she do with the korbanos that she was mafrisha? She was mafrisha, two bird offerings and a behema. So, me'evia chata sa'ov, the Braisa tells us that she does in fact bring the chata sa'ov. However, the eino me'evia ola sa'ov, but she doesn't go bring the korban that she had designated to be the ola sa'ov. And mistama, she doesn't also bring the osham behema. Now, why? The E Amis, if you're telling me Abaya ain carbon lechatzi naziris, that there is no concept of bringing a carbon for half of a naziris, so this woman essentially did half of a naziris, and therefore amai mivi achatasof. We understand the brayser telling us don't bring the olasof. We understand the brayser telling us don't bring the asham. But why in the world would she then bring the chatasof? Mustn't it be Abaya that you're wrong? There is a carbon lechatzoyin. Here you clearly see that she does bring the korbanos. She was tmeya. She was obligated to bring those korbanos. So her husband can only be made for going forward, that she won't have to go and complete the naziris. But that requirement to go bring her korbanos for tumah that already existed. The husband can't be made for that. So Abaya, therefore you're wrong. There is carbon l'chatzayim. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, wait a second. If that's true, if you've schlugged up Abaya, velamai, so what should you have to do? Yesh carbon l'chatzayim and zeros. You're telling us that there is a carbon l'chatzayim and zeros? So then, what about the Ola? What about the Asham? Why is she only bringing the Chatas off? Shalosh behemos boil esuyeh. She should have to bring three behemos. That doesn't literally mean behemos, according to the second shot in the Ran. The second shot in the Ran is telling us that she doesn't have to bring her Chatas off, she doesn't have to bring her Ola off, and she doesn't have to bring the Asham, the behema, for the Karbonos Tumah. The first shot in the Ran is saying that she doesn't have to complete her Naziris and bring the three Karbonos that you bring at the conclusion of a Naziris. As the Ran describes in Dira Maskel, Elamayesh Karmel Chatzin Azir Shalosh Behemos Boyle Yisuye. So she would have to go and bring her Chatas, her Ola, and her Shlamin, all Behemos, for completion of an Aziris. But she doesn't have to bring those. So either like the second shot in this Dira Maskel of Elamai, that she doesn't, how come she doesn't have to bring the Ola Sa'ov and the Osham for the Tumma Korbanos, or she doesn't have to go and bring the completion of her Naziris, the regular three Korbanos that you'd have to bring, the Chatas, the Ola, and the Shlamim. In either event, that goes against your schlugging up Abaya, because if you're saying you're schlugging up Abaya, then she'd have to bring all three. But the Braisa only said you have to bring one. So Gemara says, Abaya's right. Eliolam, he's 100% right. Ein Karbon L'chatzayim Naziris. There is no concept of bringing half the Karbonos. Then why did she bring the Chatas Ov? The Chatas Ov is the exception to the rule. The Masya Mishum, the Chatas Al HaSofek. Because the Chatas Ov is always allowed to be brought al Sofek. And the Rosh explains, in Dibra Masav, the Chatas Ov, the Masya Mishum, the Chatas Ov Bo al Sofek, he says, we see this, Biyoledes Shehipila. If a woman miscarries, and we don't know, Beino Yadas, Mahipila, what did she miscarry? Was it Imnofa and Nefel Hipila? The Chayevis Bekarbon, this was a miscarriage, and she's obligated in the Korbanos for a miscarriage. Or Ruach Hipila, it was some tissue that she discharged, some wind that she discharged that wouldn't be obligating her in Korbanos. And in this situation of Petura, she wouldn't have to be the Chatas Of. So what do? In this situation, where there's a Sotek, so she would have to go bring a Ola Sa'ov and a Chata Sa'ov. So the Ola Sa'ov she could do with a Tanai. And she says, if I had a miscarriage, so then this is my obligatory Ola Sa'ov. If I didn't have a miscarriage, so then this is a voluntary Ola Sa'ov. For an Ola, you can do that. But for Chatas, you can't voluntarily donate a Chatas. So what do? So mi via Chata Sa'ov mi Sotek. Al-Sofik, maybe she's obligated in bringing it, maybe she's not. A Chatas Of is unique that you can bring it even though it's not certain. It's only a Sofik. And that allows her, L'Hakshiro B'Kotchim, to allow her to go eat Korbanos after she brings the Chatas Of, along with the Olas Of in the Tanai that I just said. V'Einu Nechalas, but you don't eat this Chatas Of. Now, how does this play out by a Nazir? With the Nazir, it tells us in Daf Chav Tes, Ma'isi Lo Mikroi, with Darshanah from Psukim, that in this situation, Hilkoch, we allow her to go bring the Chatas Of in this situation because she was Tumeya and she did set aside these Korbanos. And therefore, only here you have this special unique din of Chatzi Naziris, the Gamboya Kapara, because she needs a Kapara anyway. And this is like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar at Kapar. What did Rabbi Elazar Kapar say? The Omer, Rabbi Elazar Kapar. Nazir Chotehu. Every time somebody takes upon themselves a Naziris and they're restricting themselves from wine, so they're basically a Chote. They're a sinner for restricting themselves from something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is mutter. That's what the Gemara Nazir tells us. So that's why the Chatas Of that the Braisa tells us to bring is not a contradiction to a Abaya's statement that there is no Karbon L'Chatzayim Naziris. But we just allow it, Al Sofik, to bring the Chatas Of, which was already designated Al Sofik. Okay, the Gemara continues and says, getting back to our original machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, saying that the husband can be made for both the things that are inui nefesh and the things that are not inui nefesh if they're part of the same neder, whereas Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan said, no, he can only be made for 100% of those things that are inui nefesh, but he can't be made for anything that's not inui nefesh. So now we're going to go and question Rav Yochanan from the following braisa, Eisvei. The following question is asked to Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan. Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir. If a woman makes a naziris, a neder upon herself, and then she becomes tmeya, the nitmes. This is what we had previously. This is the same brisa we had previously. V'achakach hefer lo bala. Her husband, after she's tmeya, is made for a neder. That's b'yom shamo. And he says she no longer has to go and bring those korbanos because she's no longer a nazira. So what do we do? So we said, Mevi'a Chatas Ov, because of the Sotik situation, we're allowed to bring Chatas Ov. However, Ve'i Mevi'a also, she can't bring the Olas Ov, and likewise, she can't bring the Oshem. Now, Ve'i Amris Mefer L'mis'ana, if you're telling me, Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan, that in fact, she's only allowed to go, the husband can only go and be made for her, Inui Nefesh Nedarim, so he can only be made for that part of her Naziris that's Inui Nefesh, in other words, the wine. However, the ain mefer l'shena misana, he can't go be made for what is not inui nefesh. In other words, going into a cemetery, becoming tmeya, that's not inui nefesh. So therefore, how could he be made for that? If Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan is correct, and we turn to Pegimel Amid Beis, Dilma miyayin de isla tzara, from wine for which she gets tzara by not drinking it, so then the husband has the right to be made for law, hay for law. However, from Mitumas Meis, from the fact that if he revokes her Naziris, she'll now be able to become Tomei Meis. But until then, she's not allowed to be Tomei Meis. What Inui Nefesh is there as part of Tumas Meis? Mitumas Meis, the less Litzara, lo hay for law. Maybe the husband shouldn't be allowed to be made for that aspect of the Naziris. Because there is no Inui Nefesh in regards to being Tomei Tumas Meis. Whereas there is Inui Nefesh in regards to wine, not having grapes. Now, you might say this is exactly similar to what we had yesterday, and we answered that you can't go and separate out part of the Naziris to say that, well, we can be made for the aspect of the wine and the grapes, but not be made for the skin and the seeds, because that's not Inui Nefesh. So we said, no, that's one entity. So why don't we say the same thing today, that it's one entity called Naziris that includes both wine and includes being Tomei L'Tumas Meis? So the answer is no, there is, I mentioned this yesterday, there's something called Naziris Shimshon. Whereas Shimshon, we know, he was from birth told that he can't become cutting his hair and he can't go and drink wine or any grape product. But he was allowed to go and be Metamei L'Meis. That's how he was able to kill all those plishtim and not become Tomei Tumas Meis, which would be a problem. So therefore, there is called Naziris Shimshon, which does separate out wine and Tumas Meis. So you might have thought over here that maybe the husband can only be made for that which is Inui Nefesh, wine, but maybe since it's a separate aspect of the Naziris, the Tumas Meis part, he can't be made for that because there's no Inui Nefesh. So that's the kasha that we now have on Rav Asi or Rav Yochanan. So they would answer back, Amrei, Mistama, they would answer back, and the Gemara would answer back on their behalf, no, there is Inui Nefesh by Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis Nami. Likewise, by Tumas Meis, there is also Isla Tzara. There is Inui Nefesh, there's pain and suffering when she can't go to the cemetery. Why is that? Because of a famous statement that we have from Koheles. The Chsiv, V'chai Yitain El Libo. The whole pasuk is from Koheles. Tovo Leches L'Beis Evel. It's better to go to a house of Shiva, Mileches L'Beis Mishta, rather than to go to a wedding. Basher Husov Kol Adam. Because the bottom line is, every person will ultimately die. V'chai Yitain El Libo. And a person should take that to heart. Now, what does this mean? How do we darish in this pasuk? You should take it to heart that you're eventually going to die. The Tanya, because the Brisa on that pasuk in Koheles tells us, Hoy Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir taught us, my dechsev, what does it mean in this pasuk in Koheles, you should take it to heart that everybody's going to die at the end. Basher Husov Kol Adam, every person is going to end up dying. So therefore, you should look ahead and say, someday I'm going to die. And therefore, the Yisbot, I better go and be attending or give hespedim for other people in order that yispedun lay. So people will say, well, he used to always go, we have to go as well to him. And the yivkun, you should go and cry over other people's death so that when you pass away, yivkun lay, they will weep over you as well. And you should go and help and assist in the burials of other people, the yikbar, in order that eventually when you die, yikbiru nay, they will want to go and bury you. So therefore, there is tsar. If you're not able to go to funerals, if you're not able to go to cemeteries, if you're not able to assist at all in other people's death, so therefore that will impact you, and therefore it's called Inui Nefesh, and that's why the husband is able to revoke this, even according to Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. It's not a contradiction to say, well, it can only be made for the Inui Nefesh. This also includes Inui Nefesh in Tumas Meis. Okay, that concludes the sugya. Now we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Konam, if a woman says, Sha'ani na'na lebrio, she says it should be offered to me, like a carbon, to get hanoah from anybody else in the world, from the brios, from God's creations, meaning people, as the Ran says at the Ramasu, Konam sha'ani na'nes lebrios, ma'ashini na'nes min habrios, that which I get hanoah from other creatures, from people, yeah, like a konam, should be like a carbon to me. So in that situation, her husband cannot be made for such a nether. And the Ran explains in Dibra Maschel in Yochel Hafer, he says, the Apo Gav the Omer Shmuel, even though we had learned in previous Shiurim that Shmuel had said, if the woman says Hanas Ploni Olai, if a woman says, I won't get Hanas from Reuven, that was the example I gave in yesterday's Shir, Yofer, the husband has a right to be made for that. Ho Askinon Alei, the Shmuel Karabonim Sirulei, the Meikal Beinu Nefesh, the Chulam Pirkin Rav Yossi. So that was only according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, who hold that a husband can consider that inui nefesh. If she can't get hanoah from one person, Reuven, that's called inui nefesh. Whereas Rav Yossi doesn't hold that that's inui nefesh, and therefore the husband doesn't have a right to be made for it. So therefore there's no steer over here. This is the same Rav Yossi. Remember we said Rav Yossi is the author of all the Mishnayos in our Perek. So this is Rav Yossi who says that this is not an example of inui nefesh. And therefore, when she says, I ask myself to get hanoah from all the brios, since her husband can still support her, that's the simplest understanding over here. So therefore, there's no inu nefesh involved, and ainu yochel hofer. And therefore, the husband doesn't have the right to go be made for that. He'll go and take care of his wife's needs. Then the next part over here can be understood that it's v'yecholahi lehanos b'lekeshich chopeya. The simplest way to understand this is even if the husband can't support her, or if the husband dies, so then she still would be able to be supported from leket shich chumpeh. These are matnas aniyim. The leket is the items that are left behind. They were dropped from the person. Shichah, you forgot to go and harvest it. And peh is the corner of the field, the 1/60th of the field that is left for the aniyim. These are all matnos aniyim. And therefore, that's not direct benefit that she's getting from everybody else because she's entitled to that. As the Ran explains in Dibur Maasal V'Yicholu Lehanos, he says, the kivan d'chsiv behu tazov yisera, since it says an extra word, tazov in the pasuk, so we darshan from that, it doesn't say v'lo k'siv behu nesina, it doesn't say that the person who owns the field gives it to the aniyim, it says they leave them for the aniyim, so therefore les behu tovas hano lebalav. That's not considered that she's getting it from the person. It's just the tovas hanoah. They know that somebody's getting benefit from their field, but they're not giving it to you. And therefore, hukach ki shokla leket shichu peh. When she takes the leket shichu peh from that field, even though she said, I'm asa to get hanoah from that person, from all the brios, eino nanis mishal brios. That's not called getting hanoah from the brios, and therefore it is allowed. So the simple way to understand this first part of the Mishnah is that there are two separate aspects over here. And the Gemara will discuss this in more detail. There's two separate aspects over here. Ein yochel lahafer, since the husband can't go be made for it because he can support her. And then a second thing, even when he's unable to support her or after his divorce from her, yochel hilenos b'leka shechem peah, she can go and support herself from leka shechem peah. Therefore, the husband can't be made for it. There's no inui nefesh. Next case in the Mishnah, if the woman says, Konem Kohanim Levim Nenim Li, if the woman says, the Kohanim and Levim aren't allowed to get Hanoah from me, so then, Yitlu Al Karcho, the Trumas of Maisus that she has to give to the Kohanim, since she asked all the Kohanim in the world to go and get Hanoah from her, but she's obligated to take off Trumas and Maisus and give them to the Kohen and the Levi, so then in this situation, they can take it even against her will. In other words, it's not breaking her neder. She has to give Trumas and Maisos. So she has to give to Kohen and Levi. So they're not getting Hanoah from her. These are obligations that she has to give Trumas and Maisos, and only which Kohen gets it. That's normally the Tovas Hanoah aspect of it, but that's not a concern over here because she's asked all the Kohanim and Levi in the world, and therefore she has to give it to some of them. Whichever ones take it, they're entitled to take it, and that's not considered a problem of her breaking her nether. However, if she says, I specifically answer this Kohen or this lady, Kohanim Elu, Levim Elu, Nenim Li, she makes a specific answer against, Aaron HaKohen or Levi Ben Yaakov HaLevi. So she says that that person can't get my Truma, that person can't get my Maiser, but all the other Kohanim, all the other Levim can. So then Taka, the Mishnah says, Yitlu Achayim, the other people should take it, because after all, there is this Tovas HaNoah, when she decides to give it to Kohen number one rather than Kohen number two, or Levi number one rather than Levi number two, there's the benefit that they know, wow, they were nice to me. That's called Tovas HaNoah. And we are concerned over here with Tovas HaNoah. That seems to contradict what we said at the beginning, that all there was Tovas HaNoah, and we said we weren't concerned about that when she asked all the Kohanim and Levim, and there's only Tovas HaNoah, so the Gemara will have to explain how come in the ratio we're not concerned about Tovas HaNoah, and here we are concerned about Tovas HaNoah. We'll get to that in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem. Now the Gemara starts and says, Alma Efshar Demizano Midilei, from the fact that the ratio of the Mishnah said that if she asks herself to get HaNoah from all the brios, her husband still can support her, so therefore it's not Inu Nefesh. What do you see from here? That the husband is not considered part of the brios, and he's allowed to go and support his wife. And therefore, the Gemara says, Michlal, you see from here, Debal lav b'chlal briosu, that the husband isn't considered part of the brios, and therefore, when she says, I asa myself, koneim, she says, Sha'ani nene lebrios, that I'm going to get hanor from the brios, so that doesn't include her husband. But wait a second, the Gemara says, Hey, Masefa, keep on reading. It says, Yechole le'anonos b'leket shechapeya. It implies that the reason why her husband can't be made for the nether is because she can enjoy leket shechecha and peya. But wait a second. That implies avo midibal lo'okla. From her husband she can't eat because he's included in the brios. And only because there's leket shechecha and peya, it's not inu nefesh, she'll be able to support herself on leket shechecha and peya. Therefore, that's why it's no longer not an inu nefesh and the husband can't be made for it. Alma, what do you see from here? Baal b'chlal briosu. So there seems to be a contradiction between the reisha, the first part, and the reisha, the second part. The first part seems to say that her husband will support her, and therefore the husband is not included in brios. The second part seems to say that she'll get lekeshich and peya. That's because her husband won't support her, because her husband is included in klal brios. So which one is it? That's the Gemara's question. So we'll have several terutzim. Ula gives us the first terutz. Amar Ula tells us, li'olam la b'chlal briosu, the first part that we explained is correct, that the husband is not considered part of the brios, and therefore the husband can't be made for a nether because there's no inu nefesh, because he'll support her. Aye, she said, I won't get hanor from the brios. He's not included in the brios. Aye, then what does it tell us, the second part? For oh, the second part is there to teach us. Furthermore, ein yochol lahafer, even if he's poor, even if he were to divorce her, he can't go be made for her nether. There's no inu nefesh. Even if he's not capable of supporting her, even if he dies, even if he divorces her, she still will be able to support herself from leket shechecha and peya. So therefore, it's two separate statements. That's why I explained it. There's two separate statements over here. Number one, her husband will support her. And even if her husband can't support her, she can support herself from leket shechecha and peya. And that's why it's not inu nefesh. And that's why the husband can't be made for her nether when she says, konim shaninei lebrios. Fine. Teretz number one. Teretz number two is Rava. Rava Amar. And as I pointed out previously, when you have a statement, Rava Amar, rather than Amar Rava, so it's a new teretz. He's not necessarily disagreeing with the first teretz of Ula. He's giving us a different teretz, a second teretz, not mutually contradictory. Rava Amar, no, you could even say, la'olam ba'al b'chlal briosu. You could even say that the husband is included in the brios. Aye, then why can't he be made for the neder? Umatam komar, that he can't be made for the neder, because it gives us a second reason. Matam ain't yochel lahafer. Why can't he go be made for the nether? Mipnei sheyachol lelehanos beleket shechecha vepeya. It's because she could support herself with leket shechecha and peya. So even though her husband is included in the brios and he can't support her and the rest of the brios can't support her, but leket shechecha and peya, as we pointed out, is not a present from them from the extra word tazov, and therefore it's not considered that she's benefiting from the brios. She's benefiting from these matanos aniyim for which she's entitled to and is not considered benefiting from the brios. That's Rava's teretz. And finally, the third teretz from Nachman. Nachman Omar. No, in fact, you could say Liolam Baal Lav B'chlal Briosu. The husband is not included in the brios, and therefore you read the Mishnah the following way. V'ochitani. Nizgarsha. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about which is not yet Nizgarsha. So the reason why the husband can't be made for the neder is because the husband will support her, and therefore it's not inu nefesh. But even Nizgarsha, even if the husband were to divorce her, she can still get support. Yechol Lelanos Beleket Shechon Peya. And that's why the husband can't be made for the neder. So we have three terutzim over here as to why the husband can be included in chal brios, not included in chal brios, but in any event, the husband will not be able to be made for the neder because either he will support her or she'll be able to be supported by leket, shechecha, and peya. We turn to Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, however, where Rav Nachman's teres is questioned by Rava. Eisei Rava, Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman from the following. It says, "Ubal la b'chlal briosu." Are you really suggesting that the husband is not included in brios? But we learned in a Mishnah, which will have a daf tzadi omid beis. But now it says over there in that Mishnah, if a woman says, we had this previously as well, "Netula ani mina Yehudim." If she uses this lashon that says, "I'm not going to get hanor from the Jewish people." In other words, the simple understanding of this is that she has painful intercourse. She has a condition called dyspareunia, and therefore she says, "I cannot get hanor from any Jewish person through tashmish because it's very painful to me." And if she says this, so her husband can be made for yofer chalko because this is beino leveina. The husband can be made for that, and he's allowed to go utei misham shoso, and she can have relations with him. However, if they get divorced, But when she gets divorced, she would not be able to have relations with any other Jew because she has a neder, unless she gets a taras nedarim. Now, if you say, V'yam is a baal lav b'chal briosu, if you're telling me that the husband is not included in the brios, so when she says, netula ani min ha-yehudim, so that can't be talking about tashmish, because it's nidrei inu nefeshein. What it's talking about is, she's asking herself for something that is mutter to her. Now, the only person she's allowed to have relations with is her husband. So there can't be that she's asking herself from all the other people. She's already asked to them. So mustn't it be that she's saying, I asked myself from all the other people to get hanah from them. Netula anim and hayudim is not talking about tashmish. It's the equivalent of saying that I will not get any benefit from all the other people in the world. And that, therefore, should be nidrei inui nefeshein, the yofer lo liolam. And the husband should be able to go and be made for that. That should be inui nefesh. So if you're telling me that baal lav b'chlal briosu, that the husband is not included in brios, so when she says, I'm also from the brios, it can't be talking about tashmish. She's already also because she's a married woman with tashmish with all of them. So therefore, it's the equivalent of her saying that she's asking herself to eat from other people. She won't have the fruits of other people. But that's inu nefesh. And we already said that the husband can be made for inu nefesh, both for himself and for other people. So why in this situation would the husband not be allowed to be made for her neder? So the Gemara answers, no. A malach, Rav Nachman would say, no. Shiny hocha, this is different. Why is this different? The muchacha milsa, it's clear from here, the al-hetera cause her. Now, here it obviously is, she wouldn't be making an eder to preclude her from getting benefit from something that she's already precluded from getting benefit from. So when she says, netul anim min ha-yehudim, it must be on something that she was previously permissible for, and now she's taking an eder upon herself to make it aser. So if it's tashmish, she's already aser in tashmish with everybody. She's a married woman. Only person she can have tashmish with her husband. So obviously it must mean over here, it's mucha chamus, it's clear, the al-hetera cause her nafsha, something that was now mutter, she's saying should be aser to her. That's talking about, for example, the fruits of all these other people should be aser to her. That's inui nefesh, and therefore the husband can be made for it for her as well as for all other people. Now, let's see this inside the Ran, Di Ramasu Shani Hocha, and he says, La'olam bi'alma lav b'chal briosu. As Rav Nachman answered, the husband's not included in klal brios. But here, Aval Hocha, Kisho'oseres olea hanoas tashmish, when she says, Netul anim min ha-yehudim, the Omeris, Netul anim min ha-yehudim, al karchach the atahu shehe baal b'chal isura. The husband must be included over here in brios, because she's saying, I'm also in tashmish. The asura, the hetera, ka'asra nafsha. She's obviously asking herself for something that was permitted. In other words, her husband. The bisura, lo mole lemesar, kvar asura v'omedes. Because if it was something that was already asa to her, she wouldn't have to go and make it asa further. So it must be talking about the permission that she has to have relations with her husband, and the fact that she would be divorced from her husband, she'd have permission to have relations with those other people when she's the divorced woman. She could marry them. Since the only one that, if we're talking about relations, that she's permitted is with her husband, only with him is the Isser of Tashmish now taking effect. In this situation, you must say that it's talking about the Baal, because otherwise there's no point in her saying that I won't have relations with the rest of the world. She's already also to have relations with the rest of the world. That's the girsa number one, and that's the first way to explain this. Vika nitzche de garsi. There is an alternative nusach here that says, and we'll jump towards the end of this run. We'll go down about five or six lines, where it says, right after it says, la'ayil ayin tesam ebeis, elo I armis de baal lav b'chal briosu. If you're telling me over here that the husband is not included in the brios, then the chiyomra netul anim min ha-yehudim, if the wife says, I ask myself from all the Yehudim, and ain ha-baal b'chal, and you're telling me that the husband's not included in the brios, so the im kain, i'ef shalomar, you can't say anymore the mitashmish ka'omra, that she's talking about tashmish, because she's already answered to all of those people in tashmish. The ha below nidra, even without making another netul anim min ha-yehudim, nami miststera b'hanos tashmisham. She's not allowed to tashmish with them because she's a married woman. Ella al kach, it must be that netula ani mehanos peroseim karma. As I pointed out, outside a moment ago. Here's where I said it from. The Ran is telling us that she's saying not Netula Mina Yudum for Tashmish, but it means Mehanos Peroseyem Karma. And therefore, the Imkain, this is Nidre Inu Nefesh Inun, and therefore Yofir Loli Olam, he should be able to be made for that for her. The Ha Siklim Reish Pirkin, as we already learned previously, the made for Inu Nefesh, Bainli Atzmo, Bainli Acheru. So therefore, this doesn't contradict Rav Nachman in general that lav b'chal brioso, the husband isn't normally considered b'chal brios. In this situation, this is an exception to the rule because she's obviously ossering upon herself something that was previously permitted to her, and now she's saying that that should be osser. So therefore, Rav Nachman says, in this situation, shiny hacha, the bucha knows it's clear over here, the al hetera k'osser nafsha, and therefore this is the exception that proves the rule. Okay, this is a good break point. We're at the two dots, and with this we conclude today's shiur.